The Great Slump. Merck 926 reveals discrete and varying bomber line satellite components during a drastic phase of decline, by Wolfram Kolechny et al. Merck 926 is known to be a highly variable AGN with very broad line profiles. We studied the continuum and line profile variations of this object with high temporal resolution in order to determine its broad line region structure and to derive its BH mass. We carried out a high-cadence spectroscopic variability campaign of Merck 926 with the 10m Hett telescope, aided by photometric V-band data taken at the WISE Observatory, over a period of about 5 months. We extracted spectroscopic continuum and line light curves, and computed CCFs as well as velocity-resolved CCFs with respect to the combined continuum V-band light curve. The continuum luminosity of Merck 926 showed a drastic decrease during our campaign. It dropped to less than 50% of its original value within only 2.5 months. The spectra show complex and very broad bomber line profiles, including outer bomber satellites ranging from plus minus 5,000 to plus minus 13,000 km1. The Ha, HB, and He 5,876 line light curves are delayed relative to the continuum light curve. The Ha and HB lines show two velocity delay structures in the central part of their line profile, within plus 5000 km1, at approximately 10 and approximately 57 LD and at tilde 5 and approximately 48 LD, respectively. These structures might be interpreted as the signature of a line-emitting ring, inclined by approximately 50 DEG to the line of sight and orbiting the BH at radii, R, of 33.5 and 26.5 LD. We determined continuum luminosities, log, lambda, L underscore, lambda, erg S1, of 43.68 to 44.13, which are in good agreement with the established R underscore, BLR, L underscore, AGN, relation. We derive a black hole mass of 1.1 plus 0.2 times 10 to the 8 M underscore solar. This indicates a low Eddington ratio, which decreased from 8 to 3% during our campaign. The bomber satellite components show a response to the continuum variations on the order of only 3 to 5 days. We attribute this to the central line segment and the bomber satellites having different, spatially distinct regions of origin. This was the Great Slump. Merck 926 reveals discrete and varying bomber line satellite components during a drastic phase of decline, by Wolfram Kolechny et al.